Role of the Media in Terrorism. Terrorist networks use the media to raise money, recruit and train members, and spread the message of hatred. This seems to be an effective way to communicate their message to more and more people and to broaden their audience. Modern-day terrorists have also changed their tactics and methods of trying to obtain public support for their causes. The media often treads a fine line between reporting the news and disseminating a terrorist's message. Terrorism experts believe that a symbiotic relationship exists between terrorism and the media. Each exploits the other, and terrorism has no meaning without media coverage in this age of mass communication. Terrorists use the media for both tactical and strategic purposes. Today, messages are often found in print, and the use of clandestine publishing sources is common throughout the world. Some terrorist organizations publish their own newspapers to propagate terror ideologies. Television is also used to broadcast suspected acts of terrorism within minutes of the incidents. Television satellite feeds are accessible from all around the world to bring moment-to-moment updates into individual homes. All that the terrorists need to do is manipulate the media into a sympathetic spin for their causes. The internet is extensively used by terrorists to communicate, obtain information, conduct propaganda, and issue threats. The internet is also used to radicalize and recruit new members, raise funds, train, organize, and carry out warfare, and to then broadcast such incidents. Whenever terrorist acts are broadcast by the media, the wide coverage of the events in a way results in both tactical and strategic gains to the terrorist operation and the overall terrorist cause. Therefore, the challenge to both the government and the media is to understand the dynamics of terrorist goals and to develop strategies designed to serve the interests of the government, the media, and society.